With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. FBI Director Kash Patel says two West Virginia National Guard members who were shot just blocks from the White House are still alive and in critical condition. West Virginia's governor initially said the troops had died, but later walked back the statement to say his office was receiving conflicting reports about their condition. The governor's office did not immediately respond to questions about the attack and the condition of the troops. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser also said the Guard members are in critical condition at a hospital. She said they were victims of a targeted shooting. The Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others is dismissed. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The prosecutor who last month took over the Georgia election interference case against President Donald Trump and others says in a court filing that he's decided not to pursue the case further. Peter Skandalakis took over the case from Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, whose romantic relationship with the special prosecutor she had picked to lead the case gave an appearance of impropriety.
A leaked conversation in high-level peace talks with Russia has been published.
A transcript published by Bloomberg News reveals that President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, advised a senior aide to Vladimir Putin on how to pitch Trump on a Ukraine peace plan. During an October 14th call, Witkoff suggested that Putin should call the president to congratulate him on the Gaza peace deal and express respect for him as a man of peace. The White House did not dispute the transcript, and Donald Trump described Witkoff's approach as standard negotiating procedure. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 314 points, the Nasdaq rose 189, the S&P advanced 46. This is SRN News. Homeschooling continues to grow, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former Major League Baseball star Daryl Strawberry thanked President Trump during a sermon Sunday at a Tulsa church for his recent presidential pardon. The New York Mets standout and eight-time All-Star was pardoned for past tax evasion and drug charges. Strawberry told hundreds of worshipers at Sheridan Church that he credits his Christian faith for his transformation and sobriety. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped 6,000 from the previous week to 216,000. According to FactSet, that is below the 230,000 forecast by economists. The job cuts recently announced by large companies such as UPS and Amazon typically take weeks or months to fully implement and may not yet be reflected in the claims data. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. consumers were much less confident in the economy in November. In the aftermath of the government shutdown, weak hiring, and stubborn inflation, the Conference Board says its confidence index dropped to 88.7. The closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 314 points, and NASDAQ up by about 189. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.